Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest was on the coaching staff of Team West at the CJHL Top Prospects game earlier this month. Join us now is the head coach and general manager of the Quebec AAA Junior Hockey League's Côte du Sud Everest, Simon Olivier. Simon, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Listen, you're an assistant coach for Team West at the CJHL Top Prospects game and helped Team West to a 6-4 win over Team East again. This was the fourth straight year Team West has won the Prospects game, the 10th win the last 15 years. What was that experience like for you?
It was great. You know, when you work in hockey, anytime, every time you have a chance to work with different people from different places in the world, you get new ideas, you get to know a different philosophy, and working with Brian Maloney and Adam Mayer was truly a great experience.
And the place was packed. You had about 200 scouts representing all 31 NHL teams, as well as NCAA, U Sports, the CHL. They're all there at the CJHL Prospects game. What was that like, knowing that there were so many eyes out there watching the kids who were on the ice?
It was kind of I couldn't believe it how many there were. You know, I lived up west a few years, and I know the reality up over there is different than ours up out east. But you know, when you talk about 150 scouts, it's a lot of scouts, and it's you know that all the teams are represented, and that is a really a serious a place for a showcase for our players.
We're in conversation with Simon Olivier, Quebec AAA Junior Hockey League's Côte du Sud Everest head coach and general manager. Was just with the CJHL Prospects game as an assistant coach in Team West. You got to explain that to me, Simon, because you're from the East, obviously, in Quebec, but an assistant coach with Team West. I know you played there, but tell our audience about it.
Well, it was kind of, I thought it was a mistake at first when I talked to Brent Labs, but obviously it wasn't. They needed they had an open spot on Team West, and I think with me having the chance to play out west in the early 90s in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, and then university at Brandon, to me obviously this helped me understanding the way of doing things and all that. It's obviously different than it is out east, but I don't know why they picked me, and it was a great honor for me to be picked, but you know, Team West is a different style of play, obviously. When I was looking at the game, standing behind the bench, you know, you could tell that on the east side it was purely speed and quick transition, and as for us on the west team, we had you know, quick support and short plays and grinding it out, and it was really a different style of play. But to my advantage, I had the chance to work and play in that area in a few years back, so it helped me a lot.
You're being humble. Not only did you play out there, you scored the 10th most goals in Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League in the 92-93 season while playing for Estevan. And then you played for the Dauphin Kings of the Manitoba Junior Hockey League. And then you played U Sports at Brandon. You were a well-traveled player. What was that like as a youngster for you to go that far west to continue to follow your hockey dream?
Well, first off, I was never drafted. back in the day, I came from a family, the blue-collar family. My parents had a small business, a convenience store, and we were really family-orientated. And I was, obviously, I did well as a minor hockey player. And after Bantam AAA, I was, you know, projected to play midget AAA. And my parents... you know, we had no help from the outside. They didn't know anything about hockey. So they didn't know I was, if I can use the expression, sort of like a prospect or whatever. Yeah. And so when came the time to go to AAA midget, and I remember my mother saying, you know, you can go to training camp, but we need help at the store. So that all took a different direction for me, And I was never drafted Quebec Major Junior, and I was invited to Laval and stayed there till, October or whatever. And then they sent me back to Junior A. And then I got a call from a guy that had a spot for me in Dauphin, Manitoba. And for me, it was really important in my family that we learned a second language, and I wanted to be in immersion and learn English and all that. So that was a great opportunity for me. And also as a person, I always enjoyed traveling. So I played 2 years of junior in Manitoba, and then I followed my coach in Estevan, Saskatchewan, for 1 year as a 20-year-old. And then I came back to Manitoba to play university for the Bobcats that don't exist anymore. But yeah. Brandon used to have a university program there. And then after that, I traveled a lot in the minors. And from there on, my family followed me. My kids, you know, my boy, my second kid was born in Biloxi, Mississippi. And then some IHL and some AHL games, and then Germany. And, you know, and then 15 years or so years later, we came back to Quebec.
And the tradition continues in the Olivier family. Your son, Matthew, is in the second season with the Milwaukee Admirals of the American Hockey League. He got called up to Nashville to play for the Predators back in November and played 8 games with them so far this season. What's that like to see the tradition continue? And tell me about the pride factor of seeing your kid playing up in the NHL after all these years and after all you did.
Yeah, and you know, you just said it. I think it's the pride factor that really sets in. Matt had a five-year junior career in the queue, and then a couple training camps in Nashville, and they sent him back after his second training camp. They sent him back to junior, saying, you know, we're going to keep an eye on you, and we like you a lot, but we don't have any contracts available, and so go to junior and work on your development, and you know, if you do what we think you can do, we're going to sign you. And they did. And then he started the year in Milwaukee last year as with an AHL contract, and they signed him to a two-way contract with Nashville in, you know, April or May or whatever. But to go back on the pride factor, it's, you know, I've lived and I've worked my whole life in hockey, and that's my passion, that's what I like to do, and that's who I am. But seeing my son doing better, even better than what I did, getting to the NHL and doing his own thing, is I'm really proud of him. And you know, Matt is not a what you would call a skilled player, but he's a character player. He's got a lot of drive, and he does things that others don't do. And to his credit, that's what got him there.
Listen, the pride is obviously bursting through your chest. Congratulations to both yourself, all you've accomplished, and, of course, best of luck to Matt moving forward. Simon, thank you for this. Congratulations, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was Côte du Sud Everest head coach and general manager Simon Olivier, dad of Matthew Olivier, a Nashville Predators prospect. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.